Hello and welcome to Endgame Podcast Episode 1. Today, we are talking about my three biggest tips on getting your big idea, dreams, and goals started. Let's go. First, I'm pretty excited about this journey. You know, I've done podcasts before and they're just documenting my journey through my startup, you know, entrepreneurial, I guess, path to building a wedding grid. And a few friends have asked me to just share my motivation, things that fuels me to keep going and how I even got my idea started. And I've learned a lot through my journey in building Wedding Grid. And I am so excited to share with all of you just that journey and how I did it. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you know, with Wedding Grid and what Wedding Grid is, do me a favor, go on Instagram and type in Wedding Grid _. Yes, Wedding Grid _. That's my shameless plug and for you to follow my account. So, you know, I've learned a lot through these few years. I've learned so much with staying consistent, driven, motivated, and I picked up a ton of knowledge within marketing and social media that has taken my startup to success. And my following has grown tremendously on Instagram and just social media in general. And we'll get to that in a bit. But let's get started with this podcast. So without further ado, welcome to Endgame. You know, the whole idea of Endgame and why I chose that name is basically the idea of going from your startup, your idea, that dream, that goal, and taking you to that end game of the startup process. Not only will you hear it from me, but working professionals, bosses, CEOs, founders, people that are making an impact in this world with their own ideas and that are achieving their dream and goals. So let's talk a little bit about how I got started with my idea, which was Wedding Grid. You know, it all happened when I was at my last employer. I was doing marketing for a firm and, you know, I noticed something that changed my life. And here it is. There's an audience for basically everything. Yes, everything. I mean, look, open up Google and type in a category. Let's do a little practice thing and just type in anything. Type in a topic, a category, and I'm sure that you'll find an article, video, audio, photo. I mean, you'll basically find anything for whatever you just typed, right? So that sparked an idea, which was Wedding Grid. And I have a specific audience, a niche, you know, a certain demographics that I'm tapping into. And we can talk about that one day. But I decided to do some research, you know, watch tutorials, learn from experts, and I created a strong social media presence that has now, 2 years later, over 57,000 followers on my Instagram page. Not only do I have a nice looking page with a good number of followers, but it's a working funnel to convert followers into clients. Again, that idea got started and was birthed because I knew that there was an audience for this. Right. I hope that that's making some sense, that your idea, there is an audience for it. We just have to tailor it a little bit and kind of fine tune it and actually just get started with it so you can find that audience. So let's backpedal a little bit. How did I get started with this idea? You may be telling me, Brian, look, I have a life. I have things to do. I don't think I have time or I don't have direction on how to even get started. Look, listen, let me speak against that doubt, that fear that you have no time or that you have no direction. Look, the direction is available, okay? And the time is available as well, and I'm going to show you how. But I started Wedding Grid with zero experience. I mean, zero. I don't know coding. I don't know different coding languages. I don't know the layouts, how to even get started with that. Look, I just had an idea and the willingness to start and never look back. The willingness to run through the mistakes and become a student once again. I wanted the end result so bad, which for me was a better life for my family and for me to do something that I love every single day. And that was my why. If somebody were to ask me, Brian, what's your why in all that you do? Well, first off, again, better life for my family and for me to do something that I love every single day. It's that simple, guys. So my first biggest tip is time blocking. Look, you have time. Let me show you how you can dedicate 4 to 5 hours a day. And you may be telling yourself, what? Dude, I have no time. Like, how? Well, look, if you want this really bad, this is how you'll make it happen. 2 hours before you go to work, right? Wake up early, make some coffee, plug in for 2 hours into your business. Go to work. During your lunch, you have an hour. Bring lunch. Make it quick. Heat it up for 2 minutes in the microwave or five, whatever, and just eat at your desk and work for a full hour. That's 3 hours already, guys. And then when you go back home after work, guess what? Plug in for 2 more hours. That's it. It's a short sacrifice. Look, you can still enjoy family time, kids, watch your favorite show. If you just dedicate 2 hours after work, that's 5 hours that I just presented to you right there, guys. Look, I dedicate hours to my startup. I wanted it bad. And you know what? I learned something from, I think it's Mel Robbins on YouTube, and it's dedicating 30 seconds a day to picturing where you want to be. So this is what I do. When I'm driving to work, I obviously do my meditation. I pray, I talk to God, and I thank Him. And then I dedicate some time into picturing where I want to be with my dreams and goals. And I actually picture myself for 30 seconds living in that dream. I do. It sounds funny, but I'm telling you, it makes such a difference, and it fuels me to just keep working harder and harder and harder. Because look, if I spend 30 seconds, my brain will recalibrate and will make it more of an urgency to actually do it. So just picture yourself for 30 seconds. Picture yourself doing what you love to do. Picture yourself living in a dream. This is what I'm picturing. You know, those 30 seconds is me picturing myself sitting at a dinner table, writing a check from my mom and dad, and retiring them from work. There I am, writing that check, giving them a hug, maybe a few tears here and there, and they are about to go and book their trip to go travel somewhere because they are just going to go enjoy life. There I am, sitting beachside with my laptop open, enjoying the sounds of the beach and working, making phone calls, and just doing life. There I am, running my business in my ideal office with a full-time staff. Those are my dreams and goals. That's my 30 seconds. And if I can encourage you, I think your dreams do deserve 30 seconds, guys. So that's my first tip, time blocking. You have time. Second, we kind of touched this a little bit right now, but it's your why. As I mentioned, what is your end game? And this is not related to MCU or Marvel. I just had to throw that out there. But look, there's a ton of work before you can reach your dreams and goals, right? Once you have reached your dreams and that goal, the work is not done. But there comes an end to the startup building process. And you will end up at that end game of the startup adventure. Are you following me? So what's the reason you are wanting to start this idea? Is it financial freedom? Is it to become an influencer? Is it to have a better life for your family or your loved one, or to leave your mark in the world? Look, take some time and discover where you want to be once that idea comes alive. Where do you picture yourself? And what do you picture yourself doing? Here's an idea that I got from my mentorship team. Get a sticky note, write down your why, and then put it somewhere that you will always look at before you go to work, or it's just something that you look at every day. For me, I place it on my laptop. It's the first thing that I look at before I work. I open it up and I see a yellow sticky note right next to the trackpad of the mouse of a MacBook. It's the first thing that I look at, and it motivates me. It fuels me to not get distracted. I look at that yellow sticky note and I see my whys right there. Side note, yeah, I have mentors. I strongly believe that the people around you will influence you with your decisions in life. I have a strong mentorship team that is living amazing lives and has the authority to speak into my life. I've given that up to them because I want the life that they have. I want the same goals and financial freedom that they have. This is what they recommended, and it's working amazingly. So think twice about just who's around you. I mean, are they motivating you? Are they encouraging you? I surrounded myself with people that are living big, high-end lives because that's what I'm aspiring to have. And they are pouring into me on a weekly or daily basis. So kind of think twice about who you're surrounding yourself with. Anyways, I'm digressing. Lastly, stay committed. I can tell you right now, it will be hard. It won't be easy. You may not see results right away, but the results as you approach that endgame will be so rewarding. Consistency is the key to success. Look, it took Amazon 14 years to make profit. It took Apple 5 years to make their first phone. It took J.K. Rowling 7 years from idea to have her first published book. I could keep going and going and going, but you get my point, right? Consistency. Don't quit. Your end game is near. Thank you for stopping by. This is a weekly podcast, so make sure you subscribe wherever it is that you listen to this and stay up to date with my latest podcast. If you have any questions, go ahead and follow me on Instagram. It's Brian P. Alvarez. Throw me a DM and I would love to dialogue with you, just to connect with you. Well, that's all for today. Thank you once again for taking the time and just listening to this podcast. We'll see you next week.